The sophisticated comedy featuring my number one female film favorite is opening at a downtown palace momentarily. Somehow, I must be there on opening day. I can only imagine the film's latest horrors, its flaunting of vulgarity in the face of theology and geometry, taste and decency. I do not understand this compulsion of mine for seeing movies. It almost seems as if movies are in my blood. Health note. My stomach is getting out of bounds. The seams of my vendor's smock are creaking ominously. Until later, Tab, your pacifist working boy. Mrs. Levy helped the renovated Miss Trixie up the steps and opened the door.
This is Levy Pants,
Miss Trixie snarled. You're back again where you're wanted and needed, darling. Mrs. Levy spoke as if she were comforting a child. And how you've been missed. Every day Mr. Gonzalez has been on the phone begging for you. Isn't it wonderful to know that you're so vital to a business?
I thought I was retired.
The massive teeth snapped like a bear trap.
You people have tricked me.
Now are you happy?
Mr. Levy asked his wife. He was walking behind them, carrying one of Miss Trixie's bags of scraps.
If she had a knife on her, I'd be taking you to the hospital right now.
Listen to the fire in her voice, Mrs. Levy said. So vigorous. It's unbelievable. Miss Trixie tried to break away from Mrs. Levy as they entered the office, but her pumps did not give her the traction that she was used to with sneakers, and she only wobbled.
She's back,
Mr. Gonzalez cried heartbrokenly.
Can you believe your eyes?
Mrs. Levy asked him. Mr. Gonzalez was forced to look at Miss Trixie, whose eyes were weak pools edged with blue shadow. Her lips had been extended in an orange line that almost reached her nostrils. Near the earrings, a few gray wisps of hair escaped from beneath the black wig, which was slightly awry. The short skirt revealed withered, bowed legs and small feet that made the pumps look like snowshoes. Whole days of napping under a sun lamp had baked Miss Trixie to a golden brown.
She certainly looks fit, Mr. Gonzalez said.
His voice was false, and he smiled a broken smile.
You've done her a wonderful service, Mrs. Levy.
I am a very attractive woman,
Miss Trixie babbled. Mr. Gonzalez laughed nervously.
Now listen here, Mrs. Levy said to him. Part of this woman's trouble is that kind of attitude, ridicule she doesn't need.
Mr. Gonzalez tried unsuccessfully to kiss Mrs. Levy's hand. I want you to make her feel wanted, Gonzalez. This woman still has a sharp mind. Give her work that will exercise those faculties of hers. Give her more authority. She desperately needs an active role in this business.
Definitely,
Mr. Gonzalez agreed.
I've said that myself all along, haven't I, Miss Trixie?
Who?
Miss Trixie snarled.